Watch, LA driver who hit mom and baby killed after getting light sentence. By Amy Furr on January 21, 2023. The teen who ran over a mother and baby in 2021 in Venice, California, was fatally shot recently in Palmdale. Last year, 17-year-old Christopher Bacco pleaded guilty in the case, Fox News reported Friday. The outlet said officials with the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner Coroner's Office confirmed his death. Deputies found him dead with gunshot wounds in a Palmdale driveway on the 83,600 block of 11th Street East on Wednesday evening. According to the sheriff's office, the report continued. The young man was apparently walking home from a restaurant when a car approached. An argument ensued, and someone inside the vehicle opened fire before the car fled the scene. Meanwhile, the mother in the initial case has since moved out of Los Angeles to escape the soft-on-crime policies that have made the area dangerous. Video footage of the 2021 hit-and-run incident shows the woman pushing a stroller down a street. Moments later, she slows down and pulls the stroller close to a wall. When the car approaches, the woman tries to lift the stroller out of the way. The car rammed into her, knocking her to the ground, and also caused the stroller to land on its side. The woman immediately jumped up and ran to get her baby as the car sped away. However, the car stopped when it crashed into a truck that blocked its path. Drugs were reportedly found in the driver's system, and marijuana was located inside the vehicle. The teenager, who had a prior record, was sentenced to 5 to 7 months of juvenile detention. Due to Los Angeles District Attorney George Gaskin's soft-on-crime policies, Breitbart News reported in June. Gaskin was elected in 2020 with the help of millions of dollars in spending from left-wing billionaire George Soros, who has spent lavishly to elect dozens of left-wing prosecutors across the nation in the wake of the Black Lives Matter movement. In California, Gaskin attracted the support of the Democratic Party elite, including Governor Gavin Newsom and LA Mayor Eric Garcetti, who switched his endorsement from incumbent Jackie Lacey, the first Black woman to hold the job. The woman hit by the car reportedly said she is a Democrat who voted for Gaskin. In a victim impact statement, the mother said, "I have never been more surprised or disappointed and, in fact, I have never felt so victimized as I have by the system and current policies of LA's DA, George Gaskin."